Hello to all you good listeners. This is Jan Lahman, and I'm a political prisoner coming to you from a United States penitentiary in the Sonoran Desert in Tucson, Arizona. Political prisoners in the United States. The United States is the land of prisons. Over one quarter of all the people held in prison in the world are U.S. prisoners. Among the 2.4 million men, women, and children held in U.S. prisons, there are also political prisoners. Although we are only a very small percentage of American prisoners, most of us, women and men, have been or are being subjected to some of the harshest conditions and some of the worst prisons in this country. Some of you are probably familiar with at least a few U.S. political prisoners. Mumia Abu-Jamal and Leonard Peltier have had pretty wide support and information on their cases, even while they both still languish in prison. Recently, the case of Bradley Manning has been widely covered as his trial continues. Also, people are learning more about Lynn Stewart, the 73-year-old human rights lawyer who is dying of cancer in a Texas prison. There are over 100 political prisoners in U.S. prisons. Many of us have been in prison for decades. I am in my 28th year of captivity. I was part of the United Freedom Front, Ohio 7 cases. We were part of the anti-imperialist clandestine movement active in the 1970s and 80s. We were charged with sedition, anti-government conspiracies, and weapons charges. This stemmed from our work against the then-existing apartheid state in South Africa. Also for our support of the Palestinian people's struggles, the Irish struggle, as well as our anti-war work against the many and still ongoing U.S. wars around the world. The base of our work was for social, political, and economic justice for poor and working people, especially people of color within the USA. After many trials lasting through the 1980s, we were all given long sentences. I have a 98-year sentence. Today, Tom Manning and I remain in captivity, but my other Ohio 7 comrades have finally been released after doing up to 20 years in prison. My comrade brother Richard Williams died in prison in 2005. To learn more about U.S. political prisoners, I invite you to check out www.4strugglemag.org, which is the main paper and e-magazine by U.S. political prisoners. Issue 22 is out right now, and all past issues remain online. The struggle for freedom, justice, peace, and the survival of our planet is worldwide and ongoing. In this liberation struggle, activists and freedom fighters can easily become political prisoners. We need and welcome the concern and support of the public worldwide. Until next time, remember, freedom is a constant struggle. This is Jan Lahman, and I'm a political prisoner coming to you from a United States penitentiary in the Sonoran Desert in Tucson, Arizona.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.